in the Gospel of John. I read the chapter that I think we all know and we love to read it. It's John chapter 20. The first day of the week, Thomas, Mary Magdalene, early. When it was yet dark, unto the sepulcher, and see the stone taken away from the sepulcher. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And he stooping down and looking, and saw the linen cloth lying, yet went he not in. Then comes Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulcher, and see the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and sees two angels in white, sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they saw unto her, and they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposing him to be the gardener, says unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus says unto her, Mary. She turneth herself and says unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus says unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to your God, and to my God and your God. Amen. So I'm sure that you read that part many times, and we enjoy every time we come around the Lord Jesus' words regarding his victory, conquer indeed death and hell, how the love was victorious. Starting, we're saying that when the kids were like saying about the stone that was moved, many, even I was when like for a while thinking the stone was moved, so the Lord Jesus after resurrection can come out. But like the stone moved, so we can see what's inside. It's empty, and it's amazing that angel was sitting on the stone. The Romans stamped the stone. They put a stamp, Roman emperor, so no one can move it. Heaven moved the stone and put a stamp from heaven, which is the angel. It's an empty tomb. It's a sign of victory. So the first day of the week, And that's why most of the Christians, they took that first day of the week, which others they call it weekend, but in the scripture we call it the first day of the week, and decided to make it habit to gather around the Lord Jesus, remember his death. There is a big celebration in the Western country, Christmas, which I enjoy listening to the Christmas songs. As long as anyone singing to the Lord Jesus, I love to hear it. But the Lord Jesus said clearly that he wanted us to remember his death, not his birth. He didn't mention about his birth. But anything about the Lord Jesus, I just love to hear. But we gathered around him the first day of the week, remember his work. Remember the work that he made on the cross. He died, he rose again, he went to heaven, he's coming back. Mary is in Hebrews mean two things. It's easy for you to grasp that Mer, coming from myrrh, that one of the gifts that was given to the Lord Jesus. Myrrh is bitter taste, but has a good smell. And in Hebrews, it's Miriam. And ye or yem mean a seed. The Lord Jesus met with Mary's in that gospel. The first one was in John 2 when they wanted joy, represented as wine, and his mom met him, Mary. You walk through the scripture and you find him again in 11 when Lazarus' sister, Mary, that came to him. And this is the last time we see a Mary coming to the Lord Jesus. So Mary in the scripture speak about all the humanity. A woman in the Bible speak about all mankind in a certain way. In their need for the Lord Jesus, and their welcoming for the Lord Jesus. And it's amazing that one said, if you search the scripture, you find the Lord Jesus faced a lot of pain and suffering from the hand of men. But you don't read that about woman. Woman welcomed, served. They were looking after him. It's amazing when you think of this way. Like, search the scripture. All the pain and suffering that the Lord Jesus went through was from hand of men. But women indeed received him in a glorious way. So Mary Magdalene. Magdalene is a city in the north east part of Israel. It's from tribe of Naphtali. Written concerning this, it's as a loose deer. Many of these are having too much affections and passion toward music, and was like of that tribe came many singers. But Mary Magdalene has a problem. She had demons, and she was in need for healing from the Lord Jesus. But after healing, she was in need for the Lord himself. And it's a grace that brings us to know that. We need the Lord Jesus as a Savior first. But after that, we need him as a person. The woman met him in the early chapter, they would need a joy. They needed wine. But finally, they don't need joy and wine. They need himself. And you could walk through the Song of Songs and you see that. There is like growth and there is like enjoyment with the Lord. And we grow in grace. And we start by just need forgiveness. We just need redemption. We just need to be secured. And we have an anxiety toward God. And he calms us down. He tells us, you're forgiven. And you walk with the Lord. And now you start to have a different taste and different relationship. is not just I need forgiveness, I need to reach heaven, but I need the Lord Himself. And that's what the fellowship with the Father and His Son. Mary Magdalene, after they killed the Lord Jesus, she had no rest but to find Him. She rested on Saturday, according to the Jewish tradition, but early when the dark, when it's still dark, which is amazing to go in that place, where like men be afraid, Roman soldiers, it's yet dark. She is a woman. She could be hurted easy, but she went. Love brought the Lord Jesus down, led Him on, as we often say, right? And love also drove Mary to go the first day of the week when the darkness is still yet. She went to the sepulcher. And when she went to the sepulcher, she found what we were talking with the children, that stone is moved and He's not inside. Stone taken away from the sepulcher. She ran us and comes to Simon Peter. So just one point when we see that amazing in the fellowship and brethren helping each other, John felt that Simon Peter might be troubled. We hear about washing our feet and encourage each other, but sometimes you need to encourage when someone feeling like, I deny the Lord Jesus. He's not really welcomed, maybe by some, but one brother, John, who has a heart similar to what we can read, the one whom Jesus loved, he has a passion, so he went to his brother. He felt like, Peter is like in terrible shape. He denied the Lord. He was thinking he is a good servant. What he thinking now? Let me go and stay with him. So John was there. Mary went to Simon Peter, maybe because he's famous, he's older, he's regarded among the disciples. She went to him. She found there the one whom Jesus loved, and it's enjoyment that every time that part of the scripture comes, whom Jesus loved, you see like a working love. The first time he leaned on his chest, and he can know the secrets of his heart. Here he can help his brothers. So she went and she found Simon Peter and John, and she said, they took away the master, and I don't know where they have laid him. Affection sometimes can not get it right, so you shouldn't be troubled. She had an affection, but she said something wrong. And we should have this heart, like we can accommodate a brother or sister has affection to the Lord. Doesn't always has to be right. Like she said, taking away the master. They didn't take away the master. She didn't get that right. Simon Peter and John didn't tell her, you're wrong. He didn't say that. He went to her. I remember like Elisha. They came to him. They said, they talking Elijah. We have to find him. They insisted. So Elisha did something amazing. This is a grace. He led them. Search. Okay, search. He didn't resist. Sometimes like you have to have like patience and heart that can accommodate others. So they went to his heart, Simon Peter and John. So Peter, you think he is older, and many, when they read the scripture, they might get that wrong. Think, oh, John is younger, that's why he outruns Peter, because he's faster. But there's behind that maybe sin and the denial, that he denied the Lord Jesus, maybe make him lagging. And it's indeed it's true in our life, spiritually in our life. When you are in a right way, we run faster. And when not having a good fellowship with the Lord, denying him in a certain way wouldn't run fast. He ran, but he didn't come inside. He went and he just looked from outside, giving respect. Peter came, he went in, he found something amazing in scripture, written by John, led by the Holy Spirit. But when you read the details that John writing, it's amazing. He said the napkins wasn't in its place, the clothes like laying, napkins folded. As if he's describing, it's not as people think. The resurrection happened like in a rush way. It happened from someone controlling everything. The Lord Jesus rose up again with the glory of the Father. Something was strong, not someone like escaping this. Someone did the work. He got his right to rose up again. When we go to heaven, beloved, we're not going like dragging our feet. We have a right to be there because he did the work. So they found that now they believed, and they went back their home. That's what the scripture says, which is right, which is good, that he's not there anymore. Okay, so knowing the scripture is great, brother. Knowing the Bible, exactly, the doctrine, spending time. I remember like many decades, someone said that, and it's always true. You could regret sometimes like serving the Lord, sometimes, because sometimes we could do that from the flesh, not led by the Spirit. You could regret doing something in the assembly of God, like any type of work. Sometimes you could regret. You could regret many moves, even a spiritual move. It looks like a spiritual move, but you could regret. Someone said that, and just examine it. You will never regret two things: praying, studying the Bible. Never. Study the Bible, pray. I'm not saying serve the Lord, or preach, or do more Sunday school teaching. Praying, study the Bible. You will never regret that. So they know now they know the scripture, they believe, they lived. But Mary Magdalene, she didn't. She stayed. And God has something to respond to a heart that still not understand. Mary representing many. We are in rush sometimes. He didn't get it, the brother or sister. How come? Like many years you live with us and you still don't get it? It's easy, brother. Like, let me explain it again to you. God has a different way to approach a heart that's not yet understanding, but looking for him. And if anyone's sincere to looking after the Lord Jesus, he will find it. The Lord Jesus will come to him. This is again one of the few times that you read he stands. John, in a miraculous way, this is not someone writing up. He was about 90 years old, and he's writing. Every time he writes about his sit down or standing, he writes it in accuracy. He writes it in like specific numbers. If you want to study it, you have five times. And it's amazing in the orders. So he was standing. She went inside. She's two angels, one at the head, one at the feet side. Angels did not affect her, didn't stop her from crying. They didn't grasp her emotion, while many people nowadays, if they see an angel, will be more than enough for them. But she wanted the Lord Jesus. And she's not anymore looking for any signs or miracles or angels, but she wanted the Lord Jesus. It's also important, like a point that we all has to acknowledge. Many people have wrong teaching about angels and Satan. And one of the teaching here, the angels doesn't know inside your heart. Satan can guess, but he doesn't know inside our heart. They asked her, why you weepest? And that's it. They saw her crying and they say, you're crying. So pray, you have a reason to cry. When the Lord Jesus asked her, why weepest? Whom you ask? Home, you seek it that. he knows that she's weeping because she's asking for someone. She's not weeping because they killed her master. She's not weeping because she doesn't know where is he. She's asking because she's looking for him. Angel doesn't know inside of her. Satan can guess, but only God knows the heart. The Lord Jesus, as the Son of God, representing here, he is Son of God. He is God. What old God means, he was God. What old man means, he was man, spare sin. But here, representing him as a Son of eternal God. He knows that she's looking for him. He's told, she supposed him as a gardener, asking him a weird question. As a woman, she cannot carry a man. But like literally, she meant to carry. She wanted even the body, and she will carry him. Where thou hast laid him, and I will take him. And now, amazing things happening. You see, Nicodemus is like a great teacher and master, and the Lord Jesus speak about to be born again. You walk further in chapter 4, after Nicodemus chapter 3. Chapter 4, coming, Samaritan woman, has no education, like, even close to Nicodemus. Nicodemus, like, is a teacher, teaching the Jews. To reach that level among the Jews, you have to have a lot of education, knowing your scripture very well. But the Lord Jesus speaks to him about something very early, just to be born again. Coming to Samaritan woman, she living her life far from education that you think of, and the Lord Jesus speak about higher than to be born again, to worship. Here, you hear all of a sudden words that never said before. He told her Mary, and once she heard her name, she said the wonderful word, Rabboni. That reminds us with chapter 10, my sheep know my voice. He called his sheep with his name. There is affections between the sheep and the shepherd that no one can fake it. So the sheep know the shepherd, know his voice. The voice of the stranger, they don't know now. Like, amazing that, and literally, when a shepherd, like in the Middle East, the sheep follow him. I was in military service, and I saw that literally with my eyes. Like many sheep, they don't get lost. They just follow one man. And they know the voice of that man that take care of them, and just follow him. She turned and she told him, Rabboni, which is my master. And he tried now to take her to a higher level. Affections is great. But let me teach you something. I did not ascend to my father yet. Let me take you to another level, Mary. It's not anymore, which I want to teach you. I'm going to my father and your father. My God and your God. And it's amazing here, the truth that all of a sudden, a human being have a relationship with God as a father. We have not heard between a man and God that a man can go to God and tell him, Father. This is the first time. Yes, the children of Israel, as a group, all of them, they consider God as their father, but not as individual. You never hear that term. So now, each one of us can go to God and can approach him as his father. We have a wonderful things always said in Sunday school many times. I'm not sure you heard it before here, but God has a children. He has no grandchildren. It has to be a direct relationship between us and him. You cannot inherit it. You cannot give it to someone. It has to be a direct relationship. But it's very unique. I'm going to my father and your father. He is different from us. He's to be preeminence. He is having a unique relationship with his father. It cannot be the same, but we can enjoy having this relationship. Affection of Mary, opened the door for us to learn. Affection of the Mary and her passion toward the Lord Jesus and her love toward the Lord Jesus opened the door for us to learn that truth, that we have now a new relationship with God. He is our Father. And we can enjoy His work that was done on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Amen.